Although Cephas and Amirith, 2,000 were with Hadikmar and the Hikari battle, 1,000 were on an Ibba in Jemphus to and attacked the Philistine outpost at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." So all Israel heard the news, Saul has attacked the Philistine outpost, and now Israel has become a stench to the Philistines. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled fight Israel 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. When the camp at Ma'ita Bethlehem, when men of Israel saw the situation strictly and their armies hurt, they in aid and kiss and lot and hit and stirs. Some Hebrews even lost joint to land and gear. All made Gilgal all the troops of him were queen feared. He waited 7 days, to set Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said,
"Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings."
And Saul offered up burnt offering, just making Samuel a rock, and Saul went out to greet him.
Gathering, that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling the Ash, others have come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor. I have compelled to offer the burnt offering.
"You acted foolishly,"
Samuel said.
"You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command."
Then Samuel left Gilgal and went up to Gibeah in Benjamin, and Saul counted the men who were with him. They numbered about 600. Saul and his son Jonathan and the men with them were staying in Gibeah in Benjamin while the Philistines camped at Michmash. Raiding parties went out from the Philistine camp in three detachments. One turned toward Ophrah in the vicinity of Shual, another toward Beth-horon, and the third toward the borderland overlooking the valley of Zeboim, facing the desert. Not a blacksmith could be found in the whole land of Israel because the Philistines had said, "Otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears." So all Israel went down to the Philistines to have their plowshares, mattocks, axes, and sickles sharpened. The price was 2/3 of a shekel for sharpening plowshares and mattocks, and 1/3 of a shekel for sharpening forks and axes and for repointing goads. So on the day of the battle, not a soldier with Saul and Jonathan had a sword or spear in his hand. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had them. Now a detachment of Philistines had gone out to the pass at Michmash. Chapter 14. One day Jonathan, son of Saul, said to the young man bearing his armor,
"Come, let's go over to the Philistine outpost on the other side."
But he did not tell his father. Saul was staying on the outskirts of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree in Migron. With him about 600 men, among whom was Ahijah, who was wearing an ephod. He was a son of Ichabod's brother Ahitub, son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh. No one was aware that Jonathan had left. On each side of the pass that Jonathan intended to cross to reach the Philistine outpost was a cliff.